We are back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We're talking critical race theory here with Dr. Timothy Schaefer. Of course, you know him from the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. He's the director and an associate professor at K-State. Wanted to play a little clip here from General Mark Milley responding to Representative Matt Gaetz yesterday on Capitol Hill regarding critical race theory and extremism. And this is about a two-minute clip here, so we'll play that, and then I'll have Dr. Schaefer kind of respond to that.
I know my time is very precious, but I would like to yield some of my time to General Milley because I know that he had some comments that he wanted to make when Representative Gaetz was talking, as well as Mr. Waltz, about a similar subject of the stand down and race theory. Would you like a minute or so to comment on that? Do you remember what your line of questioning or thought was there?
Sure. First of all, on the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university. And it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage. And I'm white. And I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find that out. I want to maintain an open mind here, and I do want to analyze it. It's important that we understand that because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people. So it is important that the leaders, now and in the future, do understand it. I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist. So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend? And I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers of being, quote, woke or something else because we're studying some theories that are out there. That was started at Harvard Law School years ago, and it proposed that there were laws in the United States, antebellum laws prior to the Civil War, that led to a power differential with African Americans that were three-quarters of a human being when this country was formed. And then we had a Civil War and Emancipation Proclamation to change it. And we brought it up to the Civil Rights Act in 1964. It took another 100 years to change that. So look it, I do want to know. And I respect your service, and you and I are both Green Berets. But I want to know. And it matters to our military and the discipline and cohesion of this military. And I thank you for the opportunity to make a comment on that.
Thank you, General.
All right, well, that was definitely some fiery comments there from the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the military.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely right. So not, you know, I think puts, and I'm realizing, you know, we're coming short on time. Like, it puts it in a little bit context of how we can think about this in a more kind of measured and reasonable way. The, you know, as General Milley says, right, I've read Mao Zedong, Karl Marx, Lenin, right? That doesn't make me a communist, right? And so having understanding of concepts and ideas is really important. And again, as was mentioned here, and as we were saying a little bit earlier, like, I think some of the terminology, some of this is used in, I think, unfortunately, kind of as scare tactics, right? When we hear certain things like race, when we hear even something like critical theory, which fundamentally critical theory is a bigger concept of talking about power structures, right? Who has power? Who doesn't? How do we think about that shaping kind of our lives, not just at the individual kind of discrete micro, but also at the macro level. And so when we're, I think, in this moment, stepping in, excuse me, into a space where we've got someone, you know, in a hearing for the House Armed Services Committee budget meeting and discussing this, the way in which the Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman talks about the importance of perspectives and also recognizing, as you said at the very beginning, like, I don't know all of this, and most of us don't, right? And that's very important for us to be able to acknowledge where we have some familiarity with something, right? And also where we have a lot of place to learn and grow. And I would encourage those who are listening to this and are maybe paying attention to what's happening locally and elsewhere, is that, you know, come to understand what First, what the ideas are, you know, what are some of the lessons and the approaches? And there are, I think, appropriate places to be critical, and using that word again, right, in a more popular way, right? But pushing against and questioning, well, what are we doing in a pedagogical sort of way? And then related to that is this sense of how is something like critical race theory, how is that code, right? What is that reflective of? And if we kind of pull back the curtain a little bit, what else is behind it? And I think that's a really important thing for us to do across kind of ideology, because, you know, education is critical, not just for kids in the K-12 world, but in higher education and formal education and beyond. And that's, you know, maybe one of the last things that I'd kind of highlight today is that we have, I think, a real need for listening and learning. And that's not just listening to other people, but reading ideas and concepts that are written in articles and books. And there's a whole lot that can be found fairly easily on something like critical race theory, or at least understanding it, as I was referencing some things earlier today, that help understand why all of a sudden, a year ago, we weren't talking about this, but now because of a number of situations that have happened around this country, this is the concept that's showing up. So I appreciate you taking kind of the time to invite me to kind of talk about this, and recognizing again that I'm not the expert on this. I'm frankly someone who's also trying to learn a lot about it too. So thanks for letting me say what I did, but also recognizing this isn't the end of where we could find information out about it.
Absolutely. Well, it's a hot topic and one that's not going to go away anytime soon. So we'll continue to see how it transpires here locally. Dr. Schaefer, we know you got to run. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's really good to be with you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Robin Cole will be up next here on In Focus from Pawnee Mental Health. Stay tuned.